There's a lot of talk about how to fix Michigan's roads. And there's one question that comes up a lot. What about all those heavy trucks? That's the question at the heart of this edition of Am I Curious, Michigan radio series investigating listener questions about our state. We looked into this question from Ethan Winter. He asked us, why are all the weigh stations always closed? He knows they're not closed all the time, but sometimes it seems like it. Winter lives in Kalamazoo, and he makes the occasional drive to Chicago along I-94. During one recent trip, Winter saw the sign for the weigh station in New Buffalo near the Indiana border. It was closed.
That made me think the number of times that I had seen it open over the years, and I realized I could count the number of times it was open on one hand.
This was during the big debate over Proposal 1. You remember, that ballot measure that would have raised over $1 billion in annual road funding, the one that failed miserably? Seeing that close sign made Ethan Winter wonder.
Are we using all the resources we currently have to limit the damage done by large trucks on our roads?
So before we dig into that, here's a little background on weigh stations. The state's busiest weigh station is here on I-75 just south of Monroe.
This section of I-75 between Toledo and Detroit is the second busiest section of roadway for commercial vehicle traffic in the United States.
That's Michigan State Police Lieutenant Steve Pasco. He's with the Commercial Enforcement Division. They're the ones who man the weigh stations. I met Pasco at the weigh station on the northbound side of the freeway. Coincidentally, the station on the southbound side was closed that day. When I asked why, Pasco said it's because an officer was out with an injury. Stuff like that happens. Plus, he only has so many officers to work with.
When I came here in 1998, we had 21 motor carrier officers stationed at Monroe. Right now, we have 12.
As we're talking, motor carrier officer Nathan Darty is watching a constant stream of trucks rumble past at 30 miles an hour. He's also got several computer panels flashing at him.
As they're going over right here, there's two metal plates in the ground that's like a weigh in motion scale. And what that does is it shows up on the computer screen there approximately how much they weigh.
These officers do road patrol too, and they're equipped with portable scales and something called weigh in motion sensors. All told, motor carrier officers issued more than 38,000 citations in 2014, though just over 10% were for weight violations. That generated about $4.5 million in fines. But here's the thing about that money.
That money collected goes to the libraries. It does not go to our roads.
That's State Representative Marilyn Lane. She's a Macomb County Democrat and vice chair of the House Transportation Committee. Lane thinks it's time to change that law, along with another one, the one that allows trucks that weigh up to 164,000 pounds on Michigan roads. That's the highest weight limit in the nation. It's more than twice the federal standard.
We need to immediately, if nothing else, reduce our weights to 80,000 and start preserving and protecting our pavement.
But there's some debate around just how much trucks contribute to deteriorating roads. The Michigan Department of Transportation's position is that it's not gross weight that matters, but weight distribution per axle. MDOT maintains Michigan's current axle-based weight limits make good sense. Lowering them would amount to more trucks with fewer axles on the roads, and that, they say, would lead to more road damage. Those claims aren't universally accepted, though. Nonetheless, the idea of reducing gross truck weight limits is popular with the public. But whenever it comes up for a vote in Lansing, it fails, most recently in the state Senate last year. Why is that? Lane points to lobbying from two of the state's biggest industries in particular, agriculture and logging. When the legislature again tried, and failed, to put together a road funding package earlier this summer, truck weights weren't even up for discussion. At that time, State House Leader Kevin Cotter said it was all about getting enough votes.
Those issues are a bit controversial, but it's ultimately where can we get 56 votes behind.
So trucks and truck weights aren't likely to be part of the roads funding conversation for at least the next 2 years. But things might get a little better. The Michigan State Police Commercial Enforcement Division hopes to start training 15 new officers this fall. That could mean a few more weigh stations will display an open sign. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.